from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That was a fun week. Thanks to everybody who made it such. We thank our producers today. They were Ray Diaz, Sean Sears, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, and of course the handsome Peter Hansen has been walking around.
Yeah, this is his last day.
It is?
Yeah, this is Peter Hansen's last day.
All right. Good job, man.
What a great intern.
Yeah.
For us to restart the internship program.
It's a good man.
What a great intern for us to have. Like someone that we all know we're going to see later on in the business.
He's going to be firing us is what's
yes,
going to happen.
I told him that today. Next time you come back here, you'll be in charge.
Next time I see him, he's going to look at me. He's going to say, yeah, we've got a special severance package for people who've been here a certain number of years.
Well, it's time to fire Bernstein. Bring in the young assassin.
That's what it's going to be.
I think he could have been better.
Thanks so much. And I will say,
it's the
too,
kind of tough love that Danny Parkins provides.
I think he
could have
been better.
I think that
no notes.
I think also the fact that I was able to just raise the question of the possibility of having interns again here in our town hall, and then a month later say, hey, by the way, we've created there is an intern position.
And it's paid.
It's a paid intern position. It's great for everybody involved. I think it's not just been great for him. It's been awesome for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, his first day with us, we decided to step up and use him better than you guys did. So we gave him a segment, and he called it Peter's Ponderings. I don't know who came up with that.
This is like the thing that Letterman used to do, and then he'd end up with the intern, right?
Well, so did you do that with him, too? What we decided to do was just give him love and encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
That's
what we did. Yeah, that's an interesting approach.
They helped his career. Turned it into content.
Yeah, we turned it into content, but get this. The man, you have a podcast. You have a podcast now, right, Peter? And it's called... Peter's Ponderings. That's right. So it's going to last for a while.
Now here, this is now interesting.
Yeah, because...
Royalties feels like maybe that's got to be 5%. I'm not sure. Future earnings.
When that segment debuts on The Score, when Peter comes back to be our overlord in, 15 years and fires Bernsey.
15?
I'll give him 15.
Five.
I told him, man, these things have a way of sticking. As an intern, I was nicknamed Meat Pants. The other day, the general manager at the movie theater...
At the wall in Gurnee
said, oh, my husband says, oh, is Meat Pants there?
That's wow.
30 years.
Yeah. So I hope you like Peter Ponderings.
Yeah. Get used to it. It's stapled to you forever. So tell me more about this love and encouragement idea.
We're big proponents of that when it comes to the young ones. To like listen to them talk, and then they tell us kind of what they want to do, and then we're like, hey, we might be able to help you with that. What do you think about this idea?
Did you hear Caleb Williams talk about encouragement and grace that he's getting from the coaching staff? Which is interesting, because a lot of times you think a rookie, man, got to drive him hard, got to make sure he's doing the work, all that kind of stuff. You don't have to make sure this kid does the work. You got to make sure that he doesn't beat the crap out of himself when he gets something wrong.
So it's funny that you bring that up, Spies, because when we were talking to Kevin Fishbane, I said that if you're looking for signs, because there's not a lot of signs, because there's not really been any football played at this point. But one of the things that I'm looking at that I think is a positive, and I don't know if this means he's going to be a star, but the fact that the players themselves didn't buck back. The players are like, oh yeah, that's our guy now. Like, he's the guy in charge. There's not a problem with it. The veteran players have been vocal, like super vocal about him. And what that says to me, and maybe it means something different to you guys, it says to me that he's already shown them that he's willing to do the work.
Yeah, he when he gets something wrong, he always wants to fix it right away. And the vets are like, oh, he understands what our job is, which is to try and then get better.
Yeah, I mean, this will not be smooth sailing for him.
Of course not.
You know, and so I think that is reasonable. And then there will be really high highs. There will be some low lows. They'll probably win a game they were not supposed to because of him. And they'll probably lose a game they were not supposed to because of him. And that's the rookie year. What did you guys make of Eberflus in the Hard Knocks episode saying to Saban, you know, year one is about learning it, year two is about improving on it, and then year three is mastery?
I don't think he has that time.
I don't. I know that.
Oh, yeah. And it felt a little old school to me. I felt a little old school. Like, I know you and I have disagreed a little bit on, like, rookie year expectations. I'm not saying it has to be Stroud. I'm saying that of the 10 best rookie quarterback seasons ever, probably 8 of them are in the last decade. Like, it is getting easier.
Yeah, I just want to try and continue to be fair to him, because the overwhelming evidence is, like, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But with Eberflus in particular, I don't know if you want to be making any plans beyond this year until you see how this can work, because they're not going to blame Caleb.
Right.
They're going to blame you.
I don't know if you guys heard Wani yesterday, but we had this conversation with Wani about rookie year expectations, and I loved his answer. It was like, you want to see week to week him make the decisions on like 5 or 6 different plays where you're like, oh, that was the right quarterback decision. And some of them are throws. Some of them are checkdowns. Some of them are
escape
the pocket and extend the play. Some of them are take your layup. Some of them are throw the ball away.
Chunk it.
He's like, but that's how we should be looking at it, because that's how they're going to look at it. That's how coaches look at it. And for a team with a good defense and what hopefully will be a decent run game, this might not be a year where that guy situationally ends up needing to get you 3,800 yards or 4,000 yards. It might not be, necessarily.
You know what I want?
But the collection of the right decisions every week.
A tuna sub from Subway?
Well, the right way to do it.
I always take that. But what I want...
Some of the fried shrimp from the Mariano's Hot Bar, just fabulous.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good hot bar.
And if you get the chicken right off the hot bar, chicken... It's salty, and if it's been sitting for a little bit, sometimes like the bottom of the drumstick
right off the hot bar, but it's been sitting for a little bit. What do you mean? Or just,
yeah, I mean, it's like they put out the chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But as long as you eat it quick, when it's still hot, like in the car chicken, a good piece of car chicken gets you there, man.
I was asking,
I dip
Shane,
my car chicken in mashed potatoes.
You dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes?
Yeah, that's my Popeyes move, too. Right into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't like mixing the two. Those are separate pleasures.
I'm sure they are.
Those are separate pleasures.
I knew you were a long time but equal guy.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is the previous coaching regime ruined this concept because they lied about it when they talked about how, name the quarterback, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. And Nagy would say it all the time. Getsy would say it all the time. He doesn't make the same mistake twice. And of course, they were wrong. Whatever quarterback they were talking about often made the same mistake twice. I'm holding Caleb to that standard, though. Like, he's good enough and talented enough that he should not make the same mistake twice.
That is certainly the goal. And it's his guy's Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers has crazy seasons on his resume of like
two interceptions.
Yeah. And He has a 45 touchdown, 6 interception season.
Yeah.
You know, like, now obviously that's peak of his powers, MVP type stuff, but that's what he wants. He wants us to hold him to that eventual standard.
Hey, the most important thing we got to yesterday, if you could have one player on your football team be invisible, what would increase the chances of winning the most? Which position to be invisible?
Defensive end.
That's where we settled.
Quarterback.
Now you can see the ball.
The ball is there.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it through.
Wani said safety because the quarterback would never know what play to call and he'd be confused and wouldn't know how to key it. And the safety could blitz.
My invisible defensive end is going to destroy the quarterback.
He's
going to
have 54 fumbles.
If invisible safety is Troy Polamalu or Brisker, he could blitz every time.
That's hilarious. Sure. So the ball couldn't be invisible.
Yeah, not invisible player is. Right. Craig Counsell in 5 minutes. Dan Weeder at 3:25. Crane Kenny at 4 o'clock. Busy show today, boys. We'll
have fun, boys.
Thank you. Tandy's Open kicks us off. Parker and Spiegel on the score.
That was a fun week. Thanks to everybody who made it such. We thank our producers today. They were Ray Diaz, Sean Sears, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, and of course the handsome Peter Hansen has been walking around.
Yeah, this is his last day.
It is?
Yeah, this is Peter Hansen's last day.
All right. Good job, man.
What a great intern.
Yeah.
For us to restart the internship program.
It's a good man.
What a great intern for us to have. Like someone that we all know we're going to see later on in the business.
He's going to be firing us is what's
yes,
going to happen.
I told him that today. Next time you come back here, you'll be in charge.
Next time I see him, he's going to look at me. He's going to say, yeah, we've got a special severance package for people who've been here a certain number of years.
Well, it's time to fire Bernstein. Bring in the young assassin.
That's what it's going to be.
I think he could have been better.
Thanks so much. And I will say,
it's the
too,
kind of tough love that Danny Parkins provides.
I think he
could
have been better.
I think that
no notes.
I think also the fact that I was able to just raise the question of the possibility of having interns again here in our town hall, and then a month later say, hey, by the way, we've created there is an intern position.
And it's paid.
It's a paid intern position. It's great for everybody involved. I think it's not just been great for him. It's been awesome for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, his first day with us, we decided to step up and use him better than you guys did. So we gave him a segment, and he called it Peter's Ponderings. I don't know who came up with that.
This is like the thing that Letterman used to do, and then he'd end up like, with the intern, right?
So did you do that with him, too? What we decided to do was just give him love and encouragement.
Oh, that's an interesting approach.
They helped his career. Turned it into content.
Yeah, we turned it into content, but get this. The man, you have a podcast. You have a podcast now, right, Peter? And it's called Peter's Ponderings. That's right. So it's going to last for a while.
Now here, this is now interesting.
Yeah, because
royalties feels like maybe that's got to be 5%. I'm not sure. Future earnings.
When that segment debuts on the score, when Peter comes back to be our overlord in 15 years and fires Bernsey.
15?
I'll give him 15.
Five.
I told him, man, these things have a way of sticking. As an intern, I was nicknamed Meat Pants. The other day, the general manager at the movie theater
at the wall in Gurnee
said, oh, my husband says, oh, is Meat Pants there? That's
wow.
30 years.
Yeah. So I hope you like Peter Ponderings.
Yeah. Get used to it. It's stapled to you forever. So tell me more about this love and encouragement idea.
We're big proponents of that when it comes to the young ones, to like listen to them talk and then they tell us kind of what they want to do. And mm-hmm. then we're like, hey, we might be able to help you with that. What do you think about this idea?
Did you hear Caleb Williams talk about encouragement and grace that he's getting from the coaching staff? Which is interesting because a lot of times you think a rookie, man, got to drive him hard, got to make sure he's doing the work, all that kind of stuff. You don't have to make sure this kid does the work. You got to make sure that he doesn't beat the crap out of himself when he gets something wrong.
So it's funny that you bring that up, Spies, because when we were talking to Kevin Fishbane, I said that if you're looking for signs, because there's not a lot of signs, because there's not really been any football played at this point. But one of the things that I'm looking at that I think is a positive, and I don't know if this means he's going to be a star, but the fact that the players themselves didn't buck back. The players were like, oh, yeah, that's our guy now. Like, he's the guy in charge. There's not a problem with it. The veteran players have been vocal, like super vocal about him. And what that says to me, and maybe it means something different to you guys, it says to me that he's already shown them that he's willing to do the work.
Yeah, he when he gets something wrong, he always wants to fix it right away. And the vets are like, oh, he understands what our job is, which is to try and then get better.
Yeah, I mean, this will not be smooth sailing for him.
Of course not.
You know, and so I think that that is reasonable. And then there will be really high highs. There will be some low lows. They'll probably win a game they were not supposed to because of him. And they'll probably lose a game they were not supposed to because of him. And that's the rookie year. What did you guys make of Eberflus in the Hard Knocks episode saying to Saban, you know, year one is about learning it. Year two is about improving on it. And then year three is mastery.
I don't think he has that time.
I don't. I know that.
Oh, yeah. And it felt a little old school to me. I felt a little old school. Like, I know you and I have disagreed a little bit on, like, rookie year expectations. I'm not saying it has to be Stroud. I'm saying that of the 10 best rookie quarterback seasons ever, probably 8 of them are in the last decade. Like, it is getting easier.
Yeah, I just want to try and continue to be fair to him, because the overwhelming evidence is, like, it's really difficult.
Yeah.
But with Eberflus in particular, I don't know if you want to be making any plans beyond this year until you see how this can work, because they're not going to blame Caleb.
Right.
They're going to blame you.
I don't know if you guys heard Wani yesterday, but we had this conversation with Wani about rookie year expectations, and I loved his answer. It was like, you want to see week to week him make the decisions on like 5 or 6 different plays where you're like, oh, that was the right quarterback decision. And some of them are throws. Some of them are checkdowns. Some of them are
escape the pocket.
Escape the pocket and extend the play. Some of them are take your layup. Some of them are throw the ball away.
Chunk it.
He's like, but that's how we should be looking at it, because that's how they're going to look at it. That's how coaches look at it. And for a team with a good defense and what hopefully will be a decent run game, this might not be a year where that guy situationally ends up needing to get you 3,800 yards or 4,000 yards. It might not be, necessarily.
You know what I want?
But the collection of the right decisions every week.
A tuna sub from Subway?
Is the right way to do it.
Sure, I always take that. But what I want...
Some of the fried shrimp from the Mariano's Hot Bar, just fabulous.
Really?
It's a good hot bar.
And if you get
that on the list.
Chicken right off the hot bar, chicken... It's salty, and if it's been sitting for a little bit, sometimes like the bottom of the drumstick
How
is a little
be
bit
right off the hot bar, but it's been sitting for a little bit. What do you mean? Or just
I mean, it's like they put out the chicken.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But as long as you eat it quick, when it's still hot, like in the car chicken. A good piece of car chicken gets you there, man.
I was asking.
I dip
Shane,
my car chicken in mashed potatoes.
You dip the chicken in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's my Popeyes move too. Right into the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't like mixing the two. Those are separate pleasures.
I'm sure they are.
Those are separate pleasures.
I knew you were a long time separate but equal guy.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is the previous coaching regime ruined this concept because they lied about it when they talked about how, name the quarterback, he doesn't make the same mistake twice. And Nagy would say it all the time. Getsy would say it all the time. He doesn't make the same mistake twice. And of course, they were wrong. Whatever quarterback they were talking about often made the same mistake twice. I'm holding Caleb to that standard, though. Like, he's good enough and talented enough that he should not make the same mistake twice.
That is certainly the goal. And it's his guy's Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers has crazy seasons on his resume of, like,
2 interceptions.
Yeah, and he has a 45 touchdown, 6 interception season.
Yeah.
You know, like, now, obviously, that's peak of his powers, MVP-type stuff, but that's what he wants us to hold him to that eventual standard.
Hey, the most important thing we got to yesterday, if you could have one player on your football team be invisible, what would increase the chances of winning the most? Which position to be invisible?
Defensive end.
That's where we settled.
Quarterback.
Now you can see the ball.
The ball is there.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it through.
Wani said safety because the quarterback would never know what play to call, and he'd be confused and wouldn't know how to key it. And the safety could blitz.
My invisible defensive end is going to destroy the quarterback.
He's going to have 54 fumbles.
If invisible safeties Troy Polamalu were brisker, he could blitz every
time.
That's
hilarious. Sure. So the ball couldn't be invisible.
Yeah, not invisible player is. Right. Craig Counsell in 5 minutes. Dan Weeder at 3:25. Crane Kenny at 4 o'clock. Busy show today, boys. We'll
have fun, boys.
Thank you, Tanny's Open kicks us off. Parker and Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.